blood feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎来到开源英语带给你的节目。
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
今天我们要说一下最近在美国新闻里面真的天天头条，就是好莱坞的一个大丑闻，好莱坞的一个潜规则。
Okay, so today we're talking about some hidden rules.
In Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
对，每个国家都有 hidden rules 啊，潜规则呢，英文潜规则也有好多不同的表达方法，所以今天我们的节目呢，不仅会教你这种说法，也会跟大家说一说好莱坞一个大制片人，他是现在就是被全美国人诟病，觉得这人太恶心了这一件事。好，那大家如果想了解最近美国发生的一些社会热点，包括学相关的英语，都可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，来看今天配套的文字推送。 OK， 那 Adam， 我们就先跟大家说一下这个好莱坞潜规则或者性丑闻的这个男主角好了。
Okay, so the guy at the heart of this story is named Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein. 他的这个姓有些人也说 Harvey Weinstein.
Maybe Weinstein.
Like Einstein.
Like Einstein with a W.
对对对，反正就是这个 Harvey 这个人了。然后 well, he really was a Hollywood power broker, 很有权力的，或者说一个电影大亨，对吧？经常听到。
Right, so you'd hear like mogul.
Mogul, M-O-G-U-L.
Yeah, movie mogul.
对 because he was a very powerful producer. 他们就是Weinstein Brothers， 他和他的弟弟，他们八九十年代就开了一个 Miramax、
yeah.
电影公司，然后就是一些 indie 比较小制作的电影，他们很有眼光。Small budget films that made them very, very popular and successful.
Yeah.
什么 Shakespeare in Love, Goodwill Hunting.
Pulp Fiction,
对。Anyway, 这个人呢就是if you watch the Oscars every year, 每个演员到台上就是 Oh, thank you, Harvey Weinstein. 就每个人好像对他就谢谢你，谢谢你那么扶持我们。所以大家都觉得哦，这个人是个挺不错的人。没想到最近美国就很多女演员、女明星，还有什么女记者，然后她同事，甚至什么 waitress 就出来说他多年来一直就是性骚扰女性。
Ooh, okay, so today we're talking about sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment, 就是性骚扰、
right.
对吧？So that's a noun, but if you want to use it as a verb, you can say...
Sexually harass someone.
To sexually harass someone. 那我们开言的会员课程，你跟Tara 也做了一课关于这个事件的啊，我们在之后会推出，我们的会员也可以去看一下。其实我是读到他很多的这个 Harvey Weinstein 这个人真的太过分了，他都不只是 sexual harassment， 不只是性骚扰，我觉得就是性侵犯，然后也有一些女生出来说he raped me, basically, 强暴我，对吧？
Yeah.
性侵犯英语还有另外一个。
Well, so rape is kind of the big one, but you could also say sexual assault.
对 ,assault. A-S-S-A-U-L-T.
Right. And I mean, that can be some inappropriate touching,
对，反正就是女的肯定说 What are you doing?
Right,
and this
yeah,
guy
yeah.
is like, come on. 他就 threaten, 威胁别人、或者说 Oh, if you wanna be in my movie 什么的你就要对吧，就都是各种各样的潜规则。所以很多英语的媒体就是说他这个人就是一个 sexual predator.
A predator, right.
Predator 查字典就是说是一种掠食动物。So you guys get the meaning, right? It's like a lion, a tiger. It just goes out hunting.
Yeah,、
Basically.
Those poor girls are like the zebras.
对对对，就是女性在她眼里就是猎物，是吧？然后我觉得还有一个更口语的说法形容这个人，就他就是很 sleazy，、
oh, yeah.
很下流的，很是吧？很肮脏的一个。
I feel like many of these Hollywood producers, they're all pretty sleazy.
Sleazy 怎么拼这个词？
That's S-L-E-A-Z-Y. 哎，
是不是也能说他是一个 sleaze ball?
Sleaze ball, sleaze bag.
对 ，sleaze bag， 反正就形容他这样的人、
right.
啊。好，那既然说到潜规则，我们讲了那么多啊，英语里面其实潜规则的说法也是多种多样的。那我觉得最普遍、最常用的一个，可能就叫做
unspoken rules.
Unspoken.
I mean, in the intro, I said hidden rules,、mm. but really, like, unspoken rules is better.
对 unspoken 就是、没有说、mm. 明白说的对吧就是浅的嘛 It's hidden there, kind of.
Right.
But 人家都懂的 You、yeah. get it, basically.、Mm. So there are a lot of unspoken rules in Hollywood.
In society.
In society, in general, 对吧、mm. 社会上、那还有一些说法我看到过的啊比如有很多的事情 you know, these decisions in Hollywood, who gets...A part,、mm. 谁拿到这个角色 what films get made.、there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, yeah.
Behind the scenes, 这个 scenes, S-C-E-N-E. Wow, it's like a movie scene.
Sure, yeah.
就是对在、舞台背后台面后面的一些事情、mm. 对吧通常就是比较见不得光的 like、
right.
things that are in the dark.
Yeah, it's, I mean, don't think that this phrase is too negative, guys. Like, it could also be used in a positive way.
Oh, 真的是
What's going on behind the scenes?
比如我们开言英语 How do you guys make a show? Well, let's take you behind the scenes.
Right, it's not sleazy.
对我们就让你看看幕后的故事但是是不是还有一个 behind, 另外一个东西是比较负面 negative?
Oh, well, behind the curtain.
是吧
Well, because curtain can be, you know, like in the movie theater, in the, like,just the normal theater, but also the bedroom.
So this curtain 就是窗帘或者幕布、mm. 所以当说到 behind the curtain 的时候通常它就是形容一些比较、这个黑幕了比较 negative 的事情、mm.
You got it.
好那除了用什么幕布啊什么的来形容是不是还经常用门特别后门
Oh yeah, you guys use this too, right?、
中文也有走后门、yeah.
go through the back door
Yeah、
Sometimes we even say like back channels
Back channels
Right, there's definitely back channels、
背后的管道背后的渠道
Right, but I mean usually we're also talking Especially behind the scenes We're often talking about a back room
how many you got shout fangjin hey fangjin back room
usually in the back room this is where deals get made
deals 就是一些交易、mm. 有的时候是见不得人的交易、mm. 然后这种见不得人的交易通常英文就可以说 back room deals
back room deals、yeah.
是吧通常这些都是不好的
yeah.
因为你见不得人嘛是吧
Right. I mean, it doesn't just happen in Hollywood. I'm thinking like politics.
政治没错。
Right, you know, backroom deals. Maybe it's very, very, very good.
Trump and Russia. right. 好那、但说到我觉得更加符合这次好莱坞这个潜规则这种场景的啊有一个英语词它是源自于哎都是 silent film, 默片时代的好莱坞。The early days of Hollywood,、
right.
一直到现在还用的一个叫试镜沙发。
Okay, so the casting couch.
The casting couch.、Mm. Casting 就是试镜嘛、mm. 演员 they need to go for casting、
right.
to get a part,、
the、
right?
Casting call.
对哦 casting call. 然后当一个女演员她去一个 casting, 就像这次 Harvey Weinstein.、
Mm.
Well, he's playbook, basically, this guy. There's another good word, playbook.、P-L-A-Y-B-O-O-K、
right.
就是说你在这个行业怎么玩它都有一套潜规则一套准则 It's their playbook 这个 Harvey Weinstein 的 playbook 就是现在不是 Angelina Jolie 这么 superstar 都出来说 she was sexually harassed、
yep.
by Harvey Weinstein 就当她是一个 young starlet 还是一个年轻的、小明星的时候 Harvey Weinstein 说 Oh, you know, come for casting or I'd love to meet you、mm. 看看你适不适合这个角色就把她通常就是什么到一个酒店的房间刚进去有其他很多人然后慢慢那些人都撤了就剩下他们俩然后就看到一个 couch 一个沙发
Pretty sleazy
就很 sleazy 对吧所以哎，不管是最早八十年前的好莱坞到现在的好莱坞还是有很多这样的事情啊、嗯、好那 Adam 学中文也有一段时间了所以你应该听过潜规则这个词在中文里面还能当做动词来用
Right, it can be a verb
对某个人被潜规则了、嗯、是吧或者某人潜规则了一个人、How about in English? Can you use that as a verb?
No
Yeah, so all of the words we just said, you know, unspoken rules,、
right.
backroom deals, you know, 这些都不能被直接变成一个动词。
Mm.
但是英语里面 however 当然也有这个说被潜规则动词的说法啊比如
Well, you always have to play by the rules.
Play by the rules.、Mm. 你要 play the game, 你 play in the big league,、
right.
你要对吧就是在这个圈子混你就要 play by the rules.
Just don't hate the player, hate the game.
Hate the game, okay. 这 rules 就是规则 unspoken rules. So play by the rules, 它有的时候也是 positive 的是吧就是说你要还是通常是 negative 的。
Well, if it can't, I mean, if you have little kids, you want to teach them, you know, play by the rules, follow the rules.
比如小朋友做游戏你说 Hey guys, you know, you need to play by the rules,、mm. 要遵守游戏的规则、mm. 但当然如果那个 context 那个场景是这种我们说到的很多 you know unspoken rules
yeah
if Harvey Weinstein says to a woman you need to play by the rules 那、
right.
基本上就是对吧就潜规则
because if she doesn't play by the rules she won't be in the movie
对、其实这两年美国娱乐圈啊像电视圈福克斯那个电视频道、
oh.
因为去年他的创始人、mm. 让他们频道那个名嘴最大牌的 Bill O'Reilly,
yeah.
都是被爆出来同样的 sexual harassment.
Yeah, they really had a culture of sexual harassment.
对，就整个的文化，然后包括美国以前人家都觉得他是美国的一个国宝，黑人喜剧明星 Bill Cosby.
Oh, right, yeah.
最过分，几十年几百个的 victim,、
yeah.
受害者啊，然后很有名的那个，我就是说一句话，这个福克斯电视台的创始人，他当时他电视台的那些女主播，他就跟他们说，你要在我们这个男人世界混，你就得跟我们躺在一块儿。
Okay, so if you want to play with the big boys, you've got to lay with the big boys.
这个就是他的原话，是吧？然后太恐怖了，你听到？我觉得这个对，可能就是用动词，就是 lay with the big boys,
right, play
with the big boys, lay with the big boys.
This guy, we should mention, Roger Ailes is his name, was his name.
已经死掉了，对。好，然后，但英文里最后我觉得还有一个，我感觉不太雅观、不太文明的说法，但是很直接、很 direct 说被潜规则的这种。
Oh, Jenny, I'm going to get in trouble for saying it.
就是
Sleep your way to the top.
Sleep your way to the top.、那我也就不翻译了，大家应该都知道。
sleeping doesn't mean sleeping.
对，就是这怎么说呢？经常说到一个什么女演员，哦、oh, ，she slept her way to the top，、好像全是她的错。但这次你看，这个 Harvey Weinstein 就是。He forced people, right? Coerced them, you know, 各种各样。当然，也有很多人说，你们这种女明星现在红了以后出来怎么怎么样。但 anyway, the evidence 都有什么 NYPD 纽约警方，他们当时就一个女孩就带了那个 wiretapping，去收音。这男的就是说，他说你如果现在不 go to the room with me， 等一下就是什么 mafia 黑帮就站在下面，你看你自己怎么办。Anyways, 今天我们跟大家说了一下美国最近的一个社会热点。Very hot topic.
Not so happy though, is it?
但我觉得也是很重要的、
yes.
because, you know, like these people, these sleazeballs need to be exposed.
、yep.
就是要被曝光啊，对吗？然后好，我们今天的节目呢跟大家分享了不仅是社会热点，还有就是相关的英语。那我们开言的会员课程呢在接下来两周也会推出相关的一个课程。那我们本周的课程呢就是比较实用一点，然后我觉得也主题比较积极正向的，从怎么谈论美国的时区，然后川普和美国运动员之间的一些口水战，对吧？和库里啊 ，LeBron James 啊，他这个歧视黑人的东西又来了，刚 NBA 大明星都跟他在骂，我们都在会员课里面会跟大家分享。那大家也可以到我们今天微信的留言底下啊，跟我们分享一下你对这个事件的看法，并且如果你想了解我们的开言会员课程，也可以到我们微信公众号点击菜单免费试用并且升级。我们每天在更新新课，然后呢最近也在做一些很不错的 APP 升级改版，希望给大家带来更好的学习体验，但我们价格一直没有变，学习一年只要629。Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.